Hello?
Hello there, good morning. Is it possible if I could please speak to, is it Mrs. Angela Cross, please?
Yes, it's speaking.
Hi, Angela. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for mistreatment and any abuse while she was within the care system.
I'm just going to cancel it now. Thank you. I'm not really wanting to do it anymore. Okay, thank
That's
you. Sorry,
fine. Is
thank
there
you.
any reason on why you would like to cancel
No,
that?
it's just going to bring out a lot of trauma, but okay, like I've been in about five different homes and about God knows how many foster care.
So we don't expect you to actually pull out the evidence or anything. We locate your files and we get your valuation based upon your files. We just need a brief statement to see what you've actually had to deal with throughout your time within these places.
Well,
and we can
we'll do that if you want to do that, but it's just, I can't remember. I've got like quite a lot of bad memory, I'll say, and so I forget like times and dates and things like that. So that's why
I'm... Times and dates is not something that we need from you. It's just the places where you was in, obviously, and
understanding
of what
that's fine. That's fine. No, that's fine. I can, like, I've been in Inverness homes to Embro homes, so my start, my care system was in Inverness, and it was Rosedene Children's Home.
I mean, in regards to yourself, the call will take about 5-10 minutes, but I'll just make sure I've got your personal details on file and then I can get it submitted off for you. Is that okay with you? Because you have
fine.
Nothing to lose.
Right,
you don't
okay.
need to transmit anybody in court. And like I say, it's a reimbursement. So if you have, even if it's just the mental side of things, you shouldn't have had to be in the situation that you have done. And of course, it is some sort of justice for you. Now, I've got your details on here. So I have your name as Angela Cross. Was it Angela Cross when you was within the systems?
Yeah.
Perfect. And this mobile number for you, Angela, is this the best mobile number that you have provided that was to you on at the moment?
Yes.
We've got an email address here for you. It's angelacross22@gmail.com. Is that the best email for yourself?
Yes, that's for the two L's. That's how
Perfect,
yeah.
Brilliant. And could I also please ask you, Angela, for your home postcode, please, Sally?
EH22 2EY.
And the door number?
44.
And your date of birth there, please?
22/05/67.
And in regards to yourself, was you known as any other names or anything throughout the care system?
No, just Angie, that was it.
No. Angie. I do need to ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
I have got mental health issues, I've got diabetes and things like that, so that's it.
No problem.
But I don't
just because with the...
I don't have a psychiatrist or anything like that. My doctor deals with me.
Perfect. Well, in regards to that, the only reason he asked you for any terminal illnesses is because that's the only way we can fast-track your claim for you. If not, the case will take anything
for
9 months.
Yeah, it's
but,
fine.
Of course, like I say, rather your health over anything. And can I ask you, with regards to parents' names, do you remember what your mum or dad was called?
Yeah, my mum was called Pearl Cross, and my adopted dad was called William Cross.
And was Pearl adopted parents, or was Pearl...
No, Pearl's my real mum. It was my real mum. It was William Cross. It was my adopted dad.
No problem. Where is it that you grew up before you were placed into the care system? What area was you
in? Inverness. I lived in Inverness, and then obviously my dad was in the army, and he got to take custody of my two brothers. But I wasn't in the court. I told him to take me, and that's why he had to take... That's how I ended up in Embro, to here, but I only lasted 2 weeks and I got put in an assessment centre in Embro, so.
So would it have been Edinburgh local authority that you was cared under?
Yeah, well, I was under Inverness care package, and then when I got moved to Embro, I ended up going into Craigmillars, social work department.
Bless you. And how old was you at the age of being placed into the care system?
11.
And do you know why you were placed into the care? Is that just you being in the army?
My mum was an alcoholic, and my mum, I was going through a lot of abuse with my mum. She kept leaving me with my brothers, and as soon as she got lifted, and that's how I ended up in care. But they noticed that I was abused quite a lot, so they took me off my mum.
And, of course, you've had to grow up from a very young age, being that sort of person at home before you've been taken into the care system, you have been neglected there. And then when you have been popped into the care system, it does not give you any sort of understanding of reassurance or even some sort of kind of curriculum to get yourself back to who you are.
Yeah, well, the thing, is when I got moved to, back to Edinburgh, I never got to see my mum for over 10 years. So it affected my, affected the connection with my mother, because she didn't get to speak to me, didn't get any letters, I didn't get anything from her. So,
they stopped contact while you were in the care system as well against you and your parents.
Yeah.
And then that ruined relationships over time.
Oh, God, yes, I don't have any family but my children, my own children. So that's affected me quite a lot, the disconnection and rejection.
Most definitely, and of course, like you say, it's been like this from the get-go, so this is all that you know. And with you being taken from your parents and not having the correct support at home, and then you're popped into situations where you're not being looked after or cared for, you're going to lose faith in humanity.
Oh God, I've not got any faith in the system at all, because like they definitely destroyed my family life with my parents.
And also, they destroyed everything. And not only that, you can't trust anybody these days, especially them, and also the police. You hear of children being in situations where they were picked up from the police at roadside early hours in the morning, they're taken straight back to the care systems, and they're not asking why. Or even if they did ask why, the children are getting then addressed as liars and things like that, and it's horrible. Now, what I have just done for you is I've just submitted a link over. The link would have come through to your mobile phone, darling, on your number and on your email. And this is for you to say that you're happy for us to locate your file to prove that you wasn't in these places.
Yeah.
Now, would you click on that link and follow it through for me now?
I don't know how to do that. Now, I have to go on to my... I'll see if I can do it with this one. Oh, yeah, I can do it on my other phone. It's a link to it. Sorry, I'll just go on to...
don't worry.
Sorry, I'm quite old-fashioned with computers and things like that. Because being changed,
I'm exactly the same.
My education wasn't very good because I'd been put to quality post, so that's got a lot to do with my education. It says start signing, so it just says, was this the best start signing?
Yes, start signing, yes, please, press that for me, yes, please, darling.
Yeah, I'll just press that, let's see if it goes on without that. So I'm just waiting for it to come up on my other phone. It says document info. The address, client pack update, proceed to document.
Proceed to document? Perfect, yes. Proceed to document for me, please.
It's loading. And then, do you want me to confirm it?
Yes, please.
Tick the box. Yeah, I agree with the procedure. Yep. That's it, I've done it, I've agreed to it. It's came up, Angela Cross, full name. My full name's Angela Isabella Cross, but it's not my full name, mate, so that's... my full name is Angela Isabella Cross.
Don't worry with any middle names or anything like that. We can locate that. That's not an issue. Yeah. Just so we've got some sort of confirmation from yourself.
Yeah. You want anything else? If I did do anything else?
It should say, does it say finish in the top corner anywhere, darling?
I'm going through all the hangings. This is to address knowledge assumption and then show it. Yeah. That's it. And then, okay. Right, I've done it now. It says, okay, you have signed the document.
That's come back free, which is perfect. Now, do you have a driver's license or do you have a passport or anything like that?
Yeah, I have a passport.
Do you have a bus pass?
I have a passport and I've got a bus pass, but I don't know how to do that. I really don't know how to send that over to you.
Do you have WhatsApp at all?
I do have WhatsApp, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you a message over on WhatsApp anyway. So number one, you've got me there on WhatsApp. Now, anytime you want to track your claim or see where it's up to, or even ask any questions or have a conversation, you pop me a message and you'll come straight through to me and I can let you know where your case is up to.
Right.
Now, if you just go onto WhatsApp for me, Angela, I'll help you send a picture over.
Right, you're on WhatsApp now. I'm just going to...
Did you just go and get your passport for me?
I've got it in my hands. I've just got it in there. I'm just going to...
Have you also got any picture of a letter? Any letter? Any letter?
Take a photo of it.
Yes, please.
Take a photo of it. I'll give my... Oh, sorry.
Yes, I'll send that over on WhatsApp.
Alright, think I sent that to you. Have I sent it to you?
Not come through.
Sorry. You sent to you?
That's just come through, yeah. Yeah, perfect. Now, also, have you got any letters dated to you in the last 3 months with your address on there, just for your check procedure so we can confirm you're at your address or when we send out the check? It could be any letter, even if it's from Bingo
or from my universal credit to 10th of February.
That's perfectly fine.
Would you
that'd be brilliant.
Okay. That's my daughter's one. It'll be I've got my daughter's, the two of us, I've got one here, the 10th of June, because my daughter's Down syndrome, I've got hers as well. Right, I'll just do this photo of this again. Don't know how to do this. Right, I don't go back on it. Mate, I'm sorry, I'm trying to do this thing for you.
Do not apologise, Watson.
Yeah, sorry. I might take a photo of it. Right. That's my letter. Have you got that? Hello?
That's confirmed as well, darling. That's brilliant. So all I need to do with you at the moment is just do a brief statement of obviously what you've had to deal with. So I'm going to run through that with you. And not only that, whilst this claim's ongoing, we can't give you a direct value. That would be wrong for me to do so, as each case is different, as you can imagine. What I can tell you is each claim will value at around $48,000 per individual at this moment in time. Now, again, each case is different, and people have been impacted in different ways. But we can't make you aware of something which would be false information. So the $48,000 is what we can make you aware of at this moment in time. Now, for any reason, the worst was to happen to you whilst this claim's going through. Is there anybody that you would be happy for
my
children to go to?
To my children.
Okay. Can I just take the eldest child?
Yeah, Moses' son's Paul Cross.
How's it spelled?
Paul, T-A-U-L, and Cross. C-R-O-S-S.
Oh, Paul Cross, no
problem. Yes,
perfect.
Cross.
That's your son, isn't it, darling?
Yeah, it's Moses'
and
boy.
Is he over the age of 18?
Yeah, he's 41. So, yes.
Perfect, no problem. Do you have a mobile number for him at all, darling?
Yeah, I'd need to go into my...
That's not a problem. That's perfectly fine. Now, again, he won't be contacted at all. This is basically just for any reason. Of course, like I say, the worst was to happen to you. Now, just give me 2 seconds. What I'm going to do for you is I'm going to go through a brief statement with you just to have an understanding of what you've had to deal with throughout your time within this place.
Yeah.
Let me just have a look here for you. So, can I just ask you, you were placed into the care system at the age of 11 years of age.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first place where you were sent to?
Yeah, Rosedean Children's Home. It was called Rosedean.
Rosedean,
R-O-S-E-D-E-N-E. Rosedean Children's Home in Inverness.
And that's in Inverness. And do you know roughly how long you were there for? Don't worry about the exact date.
Oh, God, a few years, but I've been put into foster care and then I got ended up put back into the care because obviously the foster care just kept running away. It just wasn't good for me. The kids were quite horrible.
When you were placed at Rosedean to begin with, you were there for around 3 years, but within the 3 years you were placed on placements.
Yeah.
Let me just get that here. I've been in and out of the foster care system. Was in and out of foster. And when you was within the foster, is there anybody that you remember being abused by when you was within the foster cares here?
No, I feel...
Was it the homes that you wasn't really happy with within that?
It was just the homes. It was like dorms, I was in there. I was in, like, rooms, and obviously I had to, like, strip off when we were having a bath and things like that. We'd have to watch you having a bath and things like that. So it was quite... I just felt you didn't have any privacy.
Privacy or anything, bless you.
No privacy.
Do you remember any staff members' names from Rosedean's children?
Steve Latz.
Steve Latz?
One of the staff I do remember was called Steve Little. I think his name was Steve Little in Rosedean Children's Home. But I can't remember any of it. See, as I said, my memory's very
clear. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. My job is to go and locate this, but the more information we get from you will help us with your case.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If I am correct, you said you was within here for a few years. So you say you was around 11 years old.
Yeah.
And you were there for about 3 years. So you got to around the age of 14.
Well, I was there about 10. I was there since I was 10, because when I became 11, because obviously I was in foster care before that home, so that's in my memories that bad. But I was in Rosedean Children's Home, and I was in foster care in Hilton. I can only remember it was in Hilton. I went to two foster carers in Hilton, but I just can't remember their names.
Don't worry. So after Rosedean Children's Home, you was here for around 13
years. Yeah,
So you was around 13 years old.
I was in first year and similarly my
can I just ask you some memories from Rosedean? When you was in Rosedean here, can I ask you, was the staff abusive in regards to restraining you? Did they ever hit you physical or anything?
No, they didn't hit me. No, they never hit me. No,
they did they restrain you or anything like that?
Yeah, they used to try and keep me away from my mum and things like, if my mum turned up at the door and things like, they would keep me away from her. I wasn't allowed to be in the same room as her without being supervised. I wasn't allowed to speak to her without being supervised.
Did any of the other children pick on you in here?
Yeah, God, I used to get picked on all the time because obviously, like, they got to see their families. I didn't get to see anybody. I was separated from my two brothers. My two brothers got to go back to my mum, but I just didn't get to go back to my mummy. So I didn't even get to see my brothers. I never had a chance to see my brothers and my mum. I wasn't allowed to see them. So it was quite hard for me get that connection with my two brothers.
Was food and things always an option here at Rosedean?
No, you had to pray. It was very religious that you had to pray. You had to do a lot of praying before you had your food there. And the food was basically like what you... There was like cereal and that, but it was what was ever on. I mean, it wasn't like a choice. That's what you ate or nothing. No options. That's what you ate or nothing. Or you got nothing, So
what was the punishment here, darling? What would the punishments be? Would they keep you locked in your room or your dorms or anything like that?
Yeah, I never got, not in Rosedean, I didn't. I never got in Rosedean, but in the other homes I did. Yeah. No, I actually had quite a good say, because I felt close to my family was there, because my granny was the only one that was allowed to come and see me in the home. And obviously, because I kept getting moved to different school, it was quite hard for me to get any connection with my family. And then, obviously, my adopted dad, William, was in the army, and he came to try and get my two, because that was his boys, my two brothers, Robert and Angus. Unknown to me, it was in court, it was in the papers and everything. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't even know I was adopted until two judges came to the home and was in children's home and told me that I was adopted, which I had no knowledge of. I thought he was my daddy because I thought he brought me up. So everybody in the school knew about me being adopted because it was in the papers. Ruby was trying to hide it from me, but being in first year, it's not very hard to... My name was in papers and everything, but my parents were in the papers. It was quite... it wasn't very nice for me because everybody was slagging me about my mum and daddy, and obviously I was adopted. Nobody sat down and spoke. Nobody came and spoke to me about that. It was just the judge who told me that I had to go over my dad, but unknown to me, my dad didn't want me. It was in the papers that he didn't want me, he only wanted my two brothers. But the foster parents, the judge and obviously the social work department wanted me to go with my brothers because they felt that I was broken up from my family. Unknown to them, they didn't know my adopted dad was quite abusive towards me. I ended up running away from my dad in Inverness at Craigmillar Castle Home. That's where he got his house. He was going with another lady. She didn't like me either. I ran away and ended up in Cane and Lodge Assessment Centre.
Ask you, so you went to Rosedean first of all and you was there from, say, around 10 years old to 13 years old, and you was in and out of different foster homes.
Yeah, I was in Portugal.
And then after Rosedene, where did you go? Where did they place you to after Rosedene?
They put me to, well, the judge said that I had to go and stay with my dad, and unknown me, my adopted dad, and that's when they told me I was adopted as well. He didn't want me. It was in the paper, so everybody didn't even realise that he didn't even want me. But the judge had forced him, and he told him that if he didn't take me, he wasn't getting his boys. So basically, he was forced to take me, which didn't help my life at all in any way. In fact, I got quite abused by my dad quite a lot. And I ended up going to an assessment centre, and then I stayed with him for about a couple of months, and had no social workers even keeping an eye on me and checking me, and I was getting abused. I ended up in Canaan Lodge in Morningside in Edinburgh.
Can you spell that for me, please, darling?
Canaan Lodge. It's C-A-N-E-L-O-D-G-E. Canaan Lodge. Canaan Lodge.
And that's in Edinburgh?
Yeah, Morningside Assessment Centre.
Morningside?
Yeah, Morningside Assessment Centre. I stayed there for quite a few years. I was the longest resident in the assessment centre. I think they were trying to find someone suitable for me.
And would you say you was around about the age of 13, 14?
Yeah. I was around there. I was there till about 13, 14. And then they found me...
How old was you when you left here, would you say?
I would say about 13, 14. I ended up going to Hawthorne Bray and Duddonston Church.
So I just want to make sure we're on the same page here, because I've got here that you said you was in Rosedene from around 10 years old up until you was around 13 years old. Is that correct?
I was in Rosedene Children's Home in Inverness. Then my dad got custody of the three of us. My adopted dad got custody of us.
Yeah, I just need to get a rough age. I was in first year,
so I was coming up 13 when I moved to Edinburgh.
Coming up 13?
Yeah.
Okay, so then around 13 years of old, when was that? So around 13 years of old, you was then placed into Canaan Lodge in Edinburgh.
How long was you there? About a year and a half.
So you're about 14 and a half years old?
Yeah, until they found me.
Okay, and then at 14 and a half, where did they move you to?
Yeah, Hawthorne Bray, Duddonston. It's a Church of Scotland home. It's in Duddonston in Edinburgh. And I stayed there right till I was 16 and a half.
Edinburgh. And could you spell that home for me the best way you can?
H-O-T-H-O-R-N, Hawthorne Bray, B-R-A-E, Hawthorne Bray.
Perfect, children's home. And you was there from around 14 and a half till you were 16.
16, yeah.
Bless you. And when you was in Canaan Lodge, can I ask you to give me what memories you have of this place, please?
I was locked up in my room was locked. I felt I wasn't allowed out of my room. Then they moved me out for the big house into a wee dorm room. And I got a wee dorm room, and I was with the adults. I was the youngest out of them all there, eh? They were all big kids, and obviously they were quite... Some of the behaviours were quite bad compared to, I felt I got bullied quite a lot because, I was just a wee timid. I was really tiny, I was very tiny. So I got quite abused a lot by the kids around there and that. And sexually, they used to try and come into my room and try and do things to me and that.
And that was by the older children?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that of older children. Did any of the staff here be physical towards you, darling, or hit you or restrain you?
No. They never hit me. They just locked me in my room.
And they just let it happen, really, didn't they, with all this?
Yeah. I think the man was called Mr. MacArthur. I think it was Mr. MacArthur in Canaan Lodge. I was the longest there in resident because they were trying...
Was Mr. MacArthur? Was Mr. McArthur an abuser? Or was he?
No,
he
was just very strict. No. None of the stuff. No, none of the stuff. Just they were quite strict for me. I never had any abuse from. Just there was just strictness and like looking up and.
Yeah, and then obviously the bullying of the children and things like that, and left alone with your own thoughts. And then when you went to Hovsall and Bray, can I ask you for your memories of there, please, darling?
Constantly going to church. It was a religious place, it's a church of Scotland, so I was made to go to church. I was made to do the prayers at the table, which I was used to anyway because I did it in my other homes. But when you're not in a religious family, it was quite hard to understand that you had to pray to get your food, which was a bit... and like obviously I was quite a, I mean I'm not going to say it, I was quite a wild child at that time. I think it was just because I was rejected from my mum and dad and I didn't have any contact. I didn't get to know where my mum was, didn't have any contact with my mum and well my dad, he didn't even want me anyway, and that's as I ran away from him because like the relationship wasn't like the way everybody thought it would be between me and my daughter, because I wasn't his daughter. He only wanted these two boys, and the homes and the judges didn't realise what they had put me through. They actually took me away from Inverness, where my family were, to Embra, where I didn't know a soul, not a soul.
Can I ask you, when you was in Hawthorne Bray, was there any sexual assault within this place, darling?
No.
And was any children vicious to you?
Well, I was made to wash a blind boy. Like, if you wanted extra pocket money, you had to do chores, and one of the chores was the blind boy. He was fairly mature. I'd have to put him in the shower and can show him how to wash and soap in it. And I was only 15 years old. It's not a nice thing to see a grown man with like puberty. And this was for me to get my pocket money. If I didn't do these chores, then I would obviously...
And was he an adult
that
they made you wash?
Yes.
He was
15, but he was fairly mature.
An older boy.
Yeah, he was older boy. But because he was blind, somebody had to bath shower him every day, and obviously they would ask me to do it, and it was quite... it was embarrassing for me because obviously I didn't see that.
And also for him as well, it's belittling. It's not acceptable.
Yeah,
not at all. Now, that definitely was provided me with a lot of information.
Yeah. I felt that was quite. It wasn't very nice because every morning I would have to. I was 2 feet to tell anybody. Like I was having to wash a boy and like his private parts and things like that. And it wasn't. And they knew this was disturbing. They were saying, well, they didn't want to do it because it wasn't. That wasn't their job description. But it wasn't my job description either, because I was meant to be there to be cared for.
Nobody's job description, it's the carers. That's what they're there for. That's what they get paid to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you were failed. Now, I can reassure you, you've definitely given me enough information to go ahead and get this case submitted off for you. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right away with the reassurance that you've provided to me. Now, if you need anything from me whatsoever, you bob me a message over on WhatsApp, and I'll be sure to give you a call back as soon as I possibly get that message through.
Now, most importantly,
while this claim is ongoing at the moment, you might get a call over the next few weeks where they offer you an upfront payment of something small like £2,000. Do not accept any upfront payments. They will try and underpay you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop a password on the account for you just so you know who you're speaking to. What word is memorable to you as a password, darling?
Pearl. I'm my mum's name.
Perfect. So if anyone calls you, you ask for your password as Pearl, and I do appreciate your time today. I will be in contact with you as soon as we have your updates, okay?
Okay.
No problem, darling. Thank you for your time, and if you need anything, you bob me a message over, okay?
Okay.
No problem whatsoever.
Thank you.
See you soon, darling. Bye-bye. Bye.